Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, folks, shortly after the show, our podcast will go up. So if you've missed any of today's show, you know, we know a lot of you are listening in the cars. You may not be sitting there for 3 hours straight listening to The Odd Couple, but you can get everything we've said by checking out our podcast. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show post it right after we get off the air. Again, spread the word to your family, your friends, coworkers, loved ones, neighbors, all of that good stuff. Spread that Odd Couple joy. Rob, I know it's the regular season. You and I have covered, we covered the NBA going way back. And we have seen, I'm sure you've seen as well as I have, seasons where a team was undefeated against another in the regular season. And then they meet in the playoffs and the other team beats them. I remember covering the Cavaliers when I did back in the mid-90s. And they had owned the Knicks in the regular season. I think they won like 3 out of 4. And then they met in the playoffs, and I thought the Cavs were going to take them out. I was just a young writer. And the Knicks beat them in 4, I think. I don't think it was a sweep, but it might have been. But it was, they dominated them. That was when they had Ewing and, you know, all of that. And I bring that up, Rob, because the Indiana Pacers, now this game has 9.5 minutes left, but right now they own the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Pacers aren't running through the league, okay? Well, the Pacers are the sixth seed.
Well, after that, they got off to a great start. And then after the tournament, Chris, they really struggled. But some teams just have a matchup thing, Chris. Like, they just they have somebody's number. It's weird. I know what you're saying. Like, you would look at them and go, how come they keep beating Milwaukee?
Yep. And they are up 18 with 9.5 minutes left. If they hold on, this will be their third victory in 4 games against Indiana. And remember, against Milwaukee, and they beat Milwaukee in the tournament, in-season tournament, and there's bad blood between these teams. Like, I just saw Benedict Mathurin talking trash with Damian Lillard, and they were going at it. So there's some bad blood here, and I like it. I'm here for it. I'm not saying, we'll see if it translates to the playoffs.
It doesn't have to be physical to have some bad blood. That's a rivalry, right?
Yep, it's actually great. I like it. I like it. And so the young Indiana Pacers not intimidated at all by the star-studded Milwaukee Bucks. Now, Rob, it's an interesting year. A lot of people, Rob, early on, and we're, you know, We know we had Christmas Day, and that's another topic for another day, Rob. You think the NBA likes the NFL right now?
No.
Christmas Day was the huge NBA game day. It was like unofficial start of the season, right? And the NFL just sweeps in and takes it. At least that's been the case so far. So, unfortunately for the NBA. But a big part of the story, Rob, so far in the season, a lot of people have talked about, man, look at the old heads. Look at LeBron. Look at KD. Look at Steph. They getting busy. And here it is. Kevin Durant, Rob, what is he, 34, 35 years old? Something
we
like
talked
that.
About 35. His star was averaging 31 a game at one point. What
he's
is it now?
He's at 30, 29.9, yeah. 6 boards, 6 assists, 53% shooting, 52.5.
That's
great
crazy.
Individual numbers. Absolutely outstanding. Steph, Rob, and Steph is 35 himself. So these are two 35-year-olds, all right? And Steph is giving you 27.5 points a game, shooting 46%, 41% from Trey, from three, all right? And he's giving you 4.5 assists and rebounds a game. Great numbers for anybody, but particularly a 35-year-old. And then you've got LeBron, who just turned 39, and he's, Rob, giving you 25.5 points on 53.5% shooting, 7.5 boards, 7.5 assists. And a lot of people are talking about, you know, how great these older players are playing. And they are. They are playing well.
There's just
their
one
teams,
problem.
Their teams aren't, yeah. Is that what you wanted to bring up, the teams or the scoring?
Finish. No, I was going to
say.
Well,
the teams, you know, the teams aren't doing it. Phoenix right now, the 8th seed. Now, they've won 4 straight, playing better, and they've been without Bradley Beal for most of the season. But they're the 8th seed in the West. The Lakers, the 10th seed in the West. They've won 3 of their last 10. All right, so they won the in-season tournament. It really seemed, Rob, like they took, and they, obviously their leader is LeBron, and they follow him. But it seems, Rob, like LeBron took this tournament more seriously than anybody else in the league.
I agree
and
with that.
Right? His team follows through because Denver wasn't in it. I mean, Phoenix, the Clippers, OKC, the Timberwolves, you know, the Bucks, obviously. They played the Pacers in the finals,
right,
in the championship. So I don't know how seriously the other top teams took it. But anyway, the Lakers won it, and Golden State's right behind the Lakers, Rob, as the 11th seed. So the older guys are putting up numbers, but their teams aren't really winning. At this point, they're just hanging on to even make the postseason. Now, we got a long way to go, but that's kind of where we are.
What are your thoughts? Yeah, I think it's a combination. We talked about it earlier. It's easier than ever to score in the NBA. Like, that's not from us. That's from the players, some of the best players in the game. Especially
the
European
guys are saying
and international players, Chris, they just say it's easy. So that's part of why at an advanced age, these guys are still lighting up the scoreboard because it's easy to score.
Yep.
But their impact on the game and the impact, we talked about it before when LeBron last year had the numbers, almost led the league in assists and all. Was that 2 years ago, Chris? 2 years ago, right?
Well, 2 years ago, he led the league in assists. Last year, he was up there in scoring.
But you know what I mean? But he doesn't have the same impact on winning.
No.
And none of these guys do. Kevin Durant, people thought when he got there, oh, my God, him, Booker, who else? Well, they don't need anybody else. Really? Oh, yes, they do. And it just seems like even Steph's playing well. Obviously, Draymond's out, right?
Right.
And Clay, Chris, he's falling. Now, you were talking about falling off the cliff. He's averaging a career low, what, 16 points?
Yeah. Which, you know, a guy at that stage, remember, he's had all those injuries, too.
No, yeah, two major, you know, so, he missed two back-to-back seasons. I mean,
yeah.
I get it.
So he,
but I'm just saying the impact on these guys isn't as great as their own numbers.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're right. The numbers, you would look at the numbers and think, their numbers suggest they're as good as ever, and they obviously aren't. And let me say this quickly, Rob. This will be another topic for another day, too, but you can give me a quick view. Last week, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, there was the talk of, you know, when the Suns were really struggling, Kevin Durant. And remember, everybody thought he wasn't happy. His body language was bad. He came out the next game and had a great game. Rob, one thing I don't want to hear is a Kevin Durant trade request.
No, please. I'm with you.
I mean, sorry, KD. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear. I don't even want to hear people complaining. Poor KD.
He had another bad. So every right. time he goes somewhere,
just like Brooklyn, they get right. Where is KD? Where are you gonna be happy at, bruh? All right, you in Oklahoma City? The whole city is built around you and Russell Westbrook, and the team is great. You leave, fine. I didn't kill him. I was one of the few in the national media, Rob, that didn't kill him. Goes to Golden State, wins championships, wins Finals MVPs. Not happy there.
Draymond calls him a name, and that's it.
Not happy, right? And I got at the time, I don't remember where you were at on this, Rob, but when he went to Brooklyn, I was like, look, if he wants to go somewhere, some people are still belittling his championships. If he wants to go elsewhere and prove he can win it with another squad.
I had no issue with that. He was a free agent.
Right.
I thought that was admirable, Chris, actually, to go to a franchise that has never won anything and to go and try to do that on your own.
Right.
And then he wanted out of there.
He wants out. He went with two good friends. Harden eventually came over. Kyrie is a great friend of his. They go there together. Doesn't work out. Then he wants out of there. And now I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. Because where do you want to go? Like, if you're not happy in Phoenix, I don't know where you're going to be happy at. So just play it out. Play it out. All right, but we can talk about that in depth another day. But, Rob, I'll give you why I think I'm not mad at these dudes for not impacting the game the way they used to. They shouldn't at their age. You know, Michael Jordan, when he was in Washington, Rob, he wasn't impacting the game the same way. He wasn't putting up the numbers either. Good numbers, all-star numbers, but not Michael Jordan numbers. But here's the interesting thing, Rob. When Jordan was in Washington, there was no outcry. Oh, we got to get Mike help. We got to get Mike help so he can win another ring, right? It was like, dude, that's the bed you made.
You decide to come back and go to Washington, and this is what you got.
And that's why, like, I don't want to hear with LeBron, oh, we got to get him more help. What, the Lakers got to do something? I mean, if they want to make a trade, fine. But it's not LeBron's birthright to compete for a championship.
It just isn't. Right? I don't know where people get that from. Where franchise after franchise have turned over the roster, Chris. A couple years ago here, the Lakers traded. Didn't they trade four or five guys? Remember with the Cavs last year? They traded four or five guys. The Lakers traded so much young talent that they had built up when they had that five or six
AD,
year run.
Which was, and they
right,
got a championship.
I'm just saying,
so,
right.
Yeah.
But they did give up a lot of guys is what I'm saying.
I got you to lead us to a championship. I brought you in to change us. And now we got AD. I mean, and the players around him aren't horrible by any stretch of the imagination. And so get it done. I mean, if you can. If you can, I'm not mad at you. You're 39 years old. But if you can, go ahead and get it done. And Steph, look, the question, Rob, I think for the next year or two kind of around the league, I think with Steph is going to be, does he want to stay there? Or does he want to go somewhere and compete for a championship? I think that's going to – and I think he probably wants to stay, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that's what people will start asking if he continues to play at this high level. But let me say this quickly. We've mentioned it's easier to score in today's NBA. It's really not that complicated. Why? Number one, you can't hand check, okay? Number two, the players are shooting way more three-pointers than they ever did. So a guy like Steph, 60% of his shots are worth 3 points rather than
instead
two.
Instead of two, so, that's
right.
Huge.
So your average is going to go up. The floor is spread out. And so now I've got more room to work. So if I'm a lot of these guys are tremendous ball handlers. And the defender really doesn't have a chance to keep him in front of him, especially if he can't hand check. So now I beat you to the bucket, and because the floor is so spread, Rob, When I get to the rim, I got maybe one defender, maybe two pretty much max to get by and finish. And points at the rim are high. They're higher than they used to be. Three-point attempts are higher than they used to be, and points at the rim are higher than they used to be. That tells you it's analytics-driven because the analytics say those are the two best shots, paint shots and three-point attempts. And then for the mid-range guys, Rob, we've been to games where guys had open mid-range shots and don't take them and they dribble out and back to the three-point line and things like that. But if you are a mid-range shooter, the defense wants you to take that 15, 16, 17-footer, 19-footer. That's viewed as the worst shot in basketball. Not 15 feet is short, but like 19 feet. They want you to take that. They'll contest, but that's the best shot. You know, if you're going to take a shot, that's what they want you to take. And a Kawhi, a Durant, a Devin Booker, guys like that who are tremendous mid-range shooters, Joel Embiid, they're gonna feast in the mid-range. And so those are all the reasons why the scoring is up. And so when you look at the individual numbers, Rob, I'm looking at Tyrese Halliburton averaging 25 points and 13 assists a game. And he's great, but, I mean, those are historic numbers. He's better than Magic Johnson? No. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, because it's all relative. And Chris, probably we have the video for this era of NBA basketball, and you'll remember it. It was a team that was on a 3-1 break. Do you remember that? And they were down by two.
Denver.
Yep. They were down by two.
Yep.
And they had the ball. It was 3-on-1, Chris. The two guys ran to the wing, looking for the ball. And the other guy pulled up for a three. There was nobody there. And he missed it, and they lost the game instead of going to the basket to tie it. It was 3-on-1. I think that signifies, you know, this era of NBA basketball.
Rob, and some of the callers, you guys can weigh in on this part because I don't see as much youth basketball, you know, as I might like. But I've been told, like, junior high and youth game, like high school even, people have told me that dudes are just shooting threes left and right. So let me know if that's the case, those of you who may coach or see a lot of youth basketball, but that the young boys are just shooting a lot of threes. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We talked about a lot. Impact that the older guys, LeBron, KD, Steph, are having on their teams winning. They're putting up great numbers that suggest they're still in their prime, but they don't impact the game like they used to. Rob and I say the numbers are like, they're skewed because of the way the game is played now. It's even changed from those guys' careers. So your thoughts on all of this, 877-99 on Fox. Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you
ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the TireRack.com studios. Your time to shine, 877-99 on Fox. LeBron, Steph, KD, great numbers, but they don't get the wins they used to. Your thoughts and why?
All right, let's go. Let's kick it off with Raphael in Cincinnati. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Raphael?
There they are, the fellas. What's up, brothers?
How are you?
Those three individuals you named, I would say Steph is the one that, to me at this point in his career, is still showing that grind and that will to win. And
you don't
think
LeBron is?
No, bro. See, when we see Bron with his numbers and everything, Bron just wants to make sure that he has a 25-point or greater average at this point in his life, in basketball life, at 39 years old, to have the highest scoring average of a person that age, of a player that age. And it's not impactful because Bron, when teams are not defending him when he has the ball and he's bullying his way or doing his little three-point shot and everything, they're not guarding him. They're worried about the other players on the opposing team because those guys, they know we got to guard them because they're going to find the open man. When the ball's in LeBron's hand, he's shooting it. And he's going to pass every now and then, but if Austin Reeves or others in the game and they're getting three shot attempts and five shot attempts, come on, Bron just knows what he's doing. He want to make sure he's going out like Jerry Rice, going out like Emmitt Smith. I'm padding my numbers because the next dude that come along, I'm going to make sure that my stats are so far out of the atmosphere, they won't be able to touch him. And I get it. But Steph has other mitigating factors going on with some of the teammates on the Warriors. The youth movement hasn't worked all the way through yet. Draymond, he's still tripping and everything like that. But as far as the thirst to win, KD and King James, they don't have it like that. Their thirst is more so to me on let me get my numbers, let me get my little step back, my shot is so pure and everything like that. And I get it, but they're not showing me any of the grind and thirst out there on the floor. Steph diving for KD, loose balls. He's running.
KD just wants to be a better player every day. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Get better every day. Thank you for that call. I just want to get better every day.
Yeah, that's how it. Thanks, Raphael. Appreciate it. Andre in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I think the guys are just older, and they can't just will a team like they used to because they're
agree.
You know, they can get the numbers, but they just can't when it comes down to the game. I think LeBron and Steph and them, like, you remember when the Spurs had Ginobili and Parker? Tim Duncan kind of, like, you know, coached old man his way to a couple chips. I thought LeBron thought AD was going to be that for him, and I think so far he kind of bet the wrong horse. I think Jordan Poole was looking like he was supposed to be that for Steph, but we saw how that worked out. But I think it's just they need a younger guy who can get them home, just like Parker and Ginobili did with Tim Duncan.
Yeah, and we're not ripping them. We're just saying it's not as simple as looking at their stats and saying, oh, my gosh, they're still what they used to be. If you really look at it, they're not, because if they – 5 years ago, they both, all three of those guys, I mean, their teams were going to be in contention no matter what. It's not the case anymore. And that's how it works in sports. So we're not ripping them at all. We're just kind of looking at those people that are saying they're still putting up these numbers. They're still as good as they
are. They're not the same numbers as when they were in their prime. Right. They're not, no matter how
years
big
ago,
they are.
Years ago, that 25, Rob, is about the equivalent of maybe 20 years ago.
No doubt. Gary in Houston, the last guy on this. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Okay, so in LeBron's last 3 years in Cleveland, he was averaging about 28, 7.5, 7.5.
Yep,
when he was doing that, nobody in the league was doing anything close to that. That's why it was so special. Now you have a bunch of players that can do stuff like that. But it's more the fact that, like, this league encourages more stats nowadays. Because, like, also, like, how many times have we watched games where LeBron James and the Lakers, they're in a battle, and LeBron's stats are okay. Then the Lakers are losing by a lot, and then LeBron gets all these stats, and he has, like, 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Like, when LeBron was at his prime, the defense was all focused on him, and he was doing the
stats. And if he put those numbers up, his team was winning.
I mean, Luke, to his point, Rob, Luka's numbers, and Luka's not better than LeBron, but, you know, as far as with LeBron historically, but his numbers are better than LeBron's early in his career. I mean, that's the, you know, the point.
Right, Luka's, I know what you mean.
Career,
right, but,
28, 8, and 8.
But that's because of the game that we're playing.
Right, exactly. Right?
Like
exactly.
That's what it is. You can't, and you know, we hate to keep bringing it up, but that's what we talk about. The quarterbacks, Chris, where all the quarterbacks from the past are dog food when you look at the numbers.
Right, really. They're like legends.
Legends. You're like, oh, Terry Bradshaw was 11 for 17? He was 11 for 17 passing in the game. Like, really?
No, it's true. All right, it's the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
A big deal in the world. I mean, it's a big deal in our country, I guess, right? We'll see how big of a deal it becomes. But Jeffrey Epstein,
Hollywood
convicted
producer,
pedophile,
right?
and he committed suicide in jail. His girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, she's in jail now, right? In prison for
pedophilia.
Yeah, they
set up all these young girls and whatnot and all this stuff. Crazy stuff.
And so, they're releasing today, and I guess some of it's trickling out, but people are looking through it. But, you know, the list of the clients, he had this island they called Epstein Island that they went to and, you know, just, I guess, did all types of debauchery.
Did their thing, right.
Yeah, and so that list is coming out. And Aaron Rodgers, as he does every week, was on the Pat McAfee show, and he kind of made a flippant comment about it. Rob G, do you have the Rodgers quote, what he said about McAfee?
I got all the quotes for you, Chris.
All right, so tell us what he said about McAfee what he said about Kimmel that led to
So
McAfee.
Yesterday during his appearance, Aaron Rodgers said on the McAfee show, quote, "There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, who are really hoping that list does not come out." So insinuating that Jimmy Kimmel is somehow involved in the Epstein pedophilia ring. Last night, Jimmy Kimmel put out a tweet on X.
And he was not playing around.
He was
around.
Not happy. Here's what he said. "Dear A-A-hole," because, you know, Aaron got two A's. "For the record, I've not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any quote-unquote list other than the clearly phony nonsense that soft-brained wackos like yourself can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words put my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court."
Well, Rob, thank you for that, Rob G. If I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I might sue, man.
Chris,
and he threatened it. He used it as a threat. This is pedophilia, right?
Chris,
this is
I'm
it.
With you.
You know what
you
I'm
cannot
saying?
Play around and put people's names attached to such an awful thing. You can't
right.
be flip with that.
Right.
Jimmy Kimmel has a right to be outraged to even link his name, unless you have, Chris, evidence that you could show that Jimmy Kimmel was involved. You can't do that. It would just be like if somebody were to take Aaron Rodgers' name and attach it to something heinous and say he was attached to it. You just can't. You can't be flip with that. I mean, that.
Yeah.
He overstepped his bounds. Like, to pedophilia?
Right.
Really, Chris?
This isn't. I mean, you can joke about certain things, but like you said, this is. I really think I'd sue. I really think I'd sue.
Because
like,
the burden of proof, he'd have to come up with some information or some proof. You
like,
know,
you, I mean, can he, what, you know, a lot of these laws. I mean, would that be defamation? Like, if Rodgers just, which it appears, pulled this out of thin air,
right?
That there's no evidence whatsoever of Kimmel being involved with that, I mean, what is that? What would...
It's like the burden of proof, Chris, is like you would have to know it's false and go out and deliberately spread it. And
So if Rodgers actually thought it's not an easy case.
You know what I mean?
Right. So if he actually thought it was true, he probably is going to be okay.
You would have to know that it's false and then knowingly go out there and spread. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's why
and that's
a lot of people don't
prove.
Win those Rodgers cases. Right, because you'd have to say he knew it wasn't true, or Rodgers saw the list and my name wasn't on it. Do you see what I'm saying, Chris?
And he still went out and put
that out in the atmosphere.
Okay.
So it's a hard thing, but Jimmy Kimmel had the right to be outraged at that.
Totally.
And that's why McAfee even had to say something. They couldn't
ignore that. Was put up to...
ESPN said, dude, you got to clean this up.
I totally agree.
Because the next thing you know, they're going to be suing the network. That it aired on.
And that's where, Rob, you and I talk about, and I didn't hear the whole interview, but we talk about, like, it's not just, push back for the sake of entertainment.
You got to stop
sometimes
that, Chris.
Sometimes it's like, Jimmy, do you know? Have you heard something about Kimmel or what? Like,
but see,
how
but,
you just throw this dude's name out there?
And you know, Chris, I'm not bragging about us, but I swear to you, and I know Chris will back me up on this, somebody came on our show and said that, we would stop him in his tracks and say, what do you know? What proof do you have? I guarantee both of us would have said it.
Yeah. Yep.
We won't let
Why
people
you
just
saying
come
his
on.
Name?
Exactly. What do you know about Jimmy Kimmel? Do you have evidence of this? There's no way we would allow anybody to come on and just say what they want. We've done it to people like we have.
Yep.
You can't do that. We're the gatekeepers, and that's what we talk about these shows and these podcasts and these other people. It's all right. You could do them. But somebody needs to be there to be the police to make sure that if someone just says something off the cuff, to check them or to at least give them an opportunity. If you have evidence, hey, Aaron, are you breaking news? Do you have breaking news on Jimmy Kimmel that we don't know about? And then he has to say, I don't know. Okay, then we need to take that.
Okay, so you were just running off.
You would just run off the mouth. You don't have any evidence, correct? Okay, let's move on.
You're right. You're absolutely
right. That's all you have to say.
Rodgers may have, he's already rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with the,
and he's mad at Hollywood and the way that they've treated him. And there's a lot of that.
But I wonder, Rob, if this was the final straw for a lot of people. This was terrible to me. But he is what he is. He does what he does. I'm not losing sleep over it.
No.
But I wonder if a lot of people though, Rob, will be like, look, okay, you've gone too far. The anti-vax stuff, the criticism of, the mainstream medicine community,
medical
community.
But now you're like, linking people to pedophilia.
Yeah. I just wonder if people are going to be like, yo, it's just too
much.
Even the whole stuff about coming back. I mean, Rob, even if you were able to come back from the Achilles, why'd you make it such a spectacle? Like, Kirk Cousins you don't hear a peep from him since he got hurt, right? I mean, we saw him at the game, but, that's not, he's just cheering on his team.
And Chris, don't forget, ESPN and ABC are owned by Disney. You know what I mean? Like, that whole, it's not what you want. On your air, you just can't be flippant, throwing around stuff like that. Those are serious, serious charges. And ESPN, they, I'm sure they got on them to say, you got to clean this mess up.
Yep. No doubt. All right. The Odd Couple, more coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. And we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, let's end it here with the Ravens story this NFL season, or one of them for sure. They have sewn up the number one seed in the AFC, and they play Pittsburgh, which... You know, let me, Rob, the AFC North, my goodness, that division is the bomb. Excuse my old term, but
it's funny because remember AFC when everybody North, thought the AFC shit. West was it?
Yes.
And they bombed out that year. Remember that?
Yep. But this division, Rob, I mean, they got... The Ravens, obviously, 13-3. The Browns, with four quarterbacks, 11-5. Pittsburgh, 9-7, and alive, could make the playoffs. And Cincinnati, look, I got to give them props. They're 8-8, just got eliminated from the playoffs. But Joe Burrow played, what, seven games, something like that? I mean, that – and Rob, here's the other thing. I don't know if you realize this. A lot of people don't. The Niners, right, the viewed as – at worst, the second best team in the league right now. Burrow played 10 games. The 49ers, Rob, were 1-3 against the AFC North. Think about that.
Wow.
1-3. Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Baltimore beat them. And so that division, man, they play a different brand there. They rough and tumble. But anyway... the question is, the Ravens, they play Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got something to play for. They're trying to get into the playoffs. And the question is, should you rest Lamar and some of your other top players? Because, Rob, if they rest Lamar, he will be 3 weeks in between games. So, like, obviously this would be 1 week you don't play. Then there's the bye week for the playoff you don't play. And then there's the week, and then you do play. The 3 weeks in between games you've played, which is a long time because, you know, you'll be working out. You'll be in your film room, obviously. You'll be going through practice, but you won't be taking hits. You won't be, you know, facing – it won't be at an NFL game level, particularly playoff level. And last time this happened, right, I remember when Lamar won his first MVP – or his MVP right now, they did, you know, rest, and they had to buy, and they got beaten by Tennessee in the first round, first game. So yeah,
it's not an exact science.
No, it isn't.
You know, because there are teams that have rested and won, so it has worked, but then there's teams that haven't. I think 3 weeks is a long time with football, Chris, and real quick. We even saw it in baseball with the Braves and the Dodgers. You remember they had all the time off in the world?
Yeah.
They got beat.
That's a good point.
They got beat.
That's a good point. Nah, it's a tough question. I would tell them they're playing so they have a good week of intense, you know, practice and prep. And then maybe play them.
A series or two.
A series. I might go a quarter, you know, to make it real. But, yeah, so... All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. We out, but keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, still live!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.